Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today talking about how mainstream media or movies or whatnot influences hackers and threats. We've all had our generation, right? We've all had our times. I remember when that movie Hackers came out, I was trying to like emulate some of those special effects. Not necessarily make the malware, but I definitely was playing around with simple code to like pop up messages and trying to make it look like the Gibson and goofy stuff like that. And that never, I don't think that ever goes away. I think every age, every generation, every community sees a movie and goes, ah, it looks pretty cool. I wonder what inspiration I could draw from that. So as a tip, when you think about it, keep an eye on the movies, just like we keep an eye on the news, to figure out what the criminals are going to do next. So, great example. Mr. Robot is all over the place right now. Mr. Robot is the hacking show that most people are watching. And Mr. Robot has the infamous hacker group, F Society, with their snazzy logo. At the same time, of course, one of the biggest threats right now is ransomware. And as with every single threat we've seen before, ransomware authors and creators are oftentimes repurposing old code, off-the-shelf code, software development kits for criminals, and repurposing these types of apps to make their own infections. So, not too surprisingly, there's a new ransomware variant that was recently found and reported on, and this variant encrypts your drives, like ransomware does, throws up the logo of the F Society, interesting, right off Mr. Robot, and doesn't even ask for a ransom. So, and so far as ransomware, it's kind of lame that way, right? You know, I nuked your drives! So there. It's kind of like a throwback of just miscreants causing damage. One of the theories is that this is not a finished attack. This is just something that was discovered. Might be, might not be. This F Society ransomware, Mr. Robot inspired, is based on EDA2, which was malware created for educational purposes to show people how ransomware worked. Also, a little interesting tidbit about EDA2 and EDA2 variants is ostensibly they're backdoored. So supposedly, if you go to the guy who created EDA2 and you say, hey, we've been infected, he can come up with a way of reversing it and breaking the crypto and getting the keys back. It has happened in a couple cases. I don't know if that's true in every case. I don't know if it's true in terms of F Society, but I think that's kind of an interesting wrinkle, right? Here are these people who have created malware based on the movies, and now there's this other hidden hacker who can swoop in and create the anecdote. Sounds just like a movie plot. And that really is the takeaway in my mind, is when we think about what threats to see, whatever movie's out there, man, that's going to be inspiring the kids. And that's something we got to keep our eyes and our SOC, Security Operations Center, looking for. That's it. Have a good one.